Welcome to a Thanksgiving edition of the weekly Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com. It's quiet on grounds today, but the UVA football team is still hard at work. And today's guest, Micah Kaiser, is one of the players who's setting the standard in the McHugh Center. Micah, sad to say, for me at least, this is probably your last appearance on the show as a college player at least. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
There's a game at Scott Stadium on Friday night, and it's not just any game. At 8 o'clock, the Hoos meet Virginia Tech in the annual battle for the Commonwealth Cup. This is something of a balancing act for you and your classmates in particular, isn't it? You're trying to end a long losing streak against the program's most bitter rival. It's your final game at Scott Stadium, but you're also trying to avoid getting too hyped, right?
Yeah, it's not just another game. You know, you can't say that it's not just another game. I think, you know, Coach Mendenhall called this the state championship, and that's what it is. So, you know, it'll be fun. Hopefully, you know, we have a sellout crowd. I think we've done a good job of, you know, turning things around this year, giving the program hope for the future. And what better way to send out the seniors and, you know, end a great regular season than with a win over our rival.
You know, no matter what happens Friday night, this season will represent a significant step forward for Coach Mendenhall and the program. And there's still a bowl game to come for the first time in 6 years. I guess you alluded to this a little bit, but on a personal level and for the program, how much would a win over Tech kind of accelerate that whole process, though?
A lot. I mean, you don't want to talk about last year, but when you look at, you know, just how far ahead of as a team they were than us last year, you know, it was a humbling defeat for us. But just to see the separation between the programs, them playing in the ACC championship, us going 2-10, and then, you know, for us to turn it around, you know, get the 6 wins, and for us to come back and beat them this year, that'll be a huge step for the program and a huge, you know, confidence booster really for the program moving forward.
I know that you go into every game thinking you can, believing you can win, but is there a different feeling going into this game, you know, than there was 12 months ago going into that one? I mean, that team was 2-9. This team is 6-5.
But honestly, I had still believed wholeheartedly that we'd win last year. You know, I woke up, I had a good feeling in the morning when I woke up. I can still remember waking up in the hotel, jacked. We played them, I think, at, you know, 12 o'clock, so it was one of those early games, and I was just, you know, ready to go. you know, this year, same feeling, no real changes, always confident in our team, always confident in the coaches playing for us, and, yeah, I just feel like this year we execute a lot better as a team, play with a lot more energy, play with a lot more heart, and hopefully the results are what we want on Friday.
As you mentioned, last year's game in Blacksburg quickly turned into a nightmare for Virginia. You had options after last season. You could have pursued an NFL career. You could have come back to UVA, which you ultimately did. You also probably could have transferred to another school had you wanted to. Did the way that game went at Lane Stadium shake your resolve at all
about I'm not coming back here? You know, a little bit. Just because it was such a terrible feeling, and I knew a lot of my guys that I had come in with, you know, they were leaving. But I quickly got over it and just realized, you know, this is something I can use to, you know, help fire us going into the off season. And I think our strength coaches did a great job with that. Just personally, you know, front seven, working with Coach Ronald, you know, when you do exercise, a lot of times you do 10 reps, but 10 was kind of, you know, a forbidden number for our group. So we would always do 11. You know, we would never do a set of 10. We would do 11 just to get rid of that sick feeling of, you know, going 2-10. And so just coming back, it's been awesome. I've had more, you know, memories in this season than I've had, you know, my whole career here at UVA, whether it was, you know, going out to Boise, winning the Boise State game, the crazy torrential downpouring rain against, you know, Georgia Tech and coming back and winning that game. A lot of highs, very few lows, and to, you know, go bowling with, you know, guys that I've played here for 4 and 5 years is the best feeling ever. So
Quinn Blanding it had a similar decision after last season. He also chose to put the NFL on hold and come back here. Now it seems like when people mention one of you, they also mention the other. It's Mike and Quinn. He came into the program a year after you did. You're obviously particularly tight with your class and Zach Bradshaw. How has your relationship with Quinn kind of evolved over the years?
Yeah, so didn't know Quinn at all coming up, and, you know, didn't play against him in high school, never knew him in high school or anything like that. But, you know, just watching him his first year come in and start every game and just the impact that he had as a true freshman, you're like, wow, this kid's the real deal. I think we had had a lot of guys come in with hype and not really live up to it, but to see what he did and how he handled it and how he stayed humble through it all and never let any of the success really change him, it's great to see. And then, you know, our relationship just grew. It started out mostly just on the field, just, you know, me and him both being, you know, pretty good players, understanding what was going on in the defense, being good leaders. And then, you know, just that on-field success started growing into off-the-field friendship and great friend, great person. You know, love his mom, his dad, his grandma, his sisters, you know, great family. You always see him at all the games, you know, their family, my family, they're always close, taking pictures together. So, great player, great friend, and he's meant so much to this program, and, you know, it would be a shame for him not to go out, you know, with a win on Friday.
The team is coming off a strong performance against Miami. Is there carryover from week to week? How much does that play into what happens this week, or does it? Or do you start fresh every Monday at practice?
I think you got to start fresh. I think if anything, it proved that, you know, we can go on the road and play what the experts deem as the number two team in the country. And really, you know, we outgained them in yards. We were really – we had that game for the majority of that game, you know. And you just got to be mature enough to say, well, this is what we did, correct the mistakes and keep moving forward. You know, when you play a rivalry game, you know, you can throw records out the window. You can throw, you know, previous years out the window, whatever. You know, none of that matters in the rivalry game. So, you know, you got to be mature enough to hit the reset button and just play your best game Friday night.
Of all the traditions Bronco Mendenhall has started at UVA, the most heartwarming has to be the Thursday's Hero program. Players kind of take turns in that, introducing the children of men to the rest of the team. You had a real personal connection to one of them last month, your cousin. What was it like to – I know you've been involved on other Thursday Heroes.
That was awesome. My cousin Kaimani, he had honestly kind of got sick out of nowhere, you know, and just, you know, him being close to me, being close to my family, I just reached out because I knew sometimes they have trouble, you know, finding a lot of young kids for the Thursday's Hero, and I think that's – it has the most impact when it's, you know, a young guy. And just to have him up here was awesome. He was pretty shy in front of the team. But his mom and my Uncle Tony, his grandfather, they were telling me, you know, when he got back to their hotel room that day, he couldn't stop talking about it. He was running around in his Hulk outfit that they got him, a Spider-Man outfit that they got him. And he loved it, really loved going to the game. And just to, you know, see the impact that program can have on kids, you know, for 24, 48 hours and just how happy they are in that time. It's awesome. And it's a great program from Coach Manuel.
The teammate who has really seemed to kind of take over a big portion of that program is Donnie Dowling. Yeah. I don't know how that morphed into that, but it's kind of his show every week. Has he always been this big a ham?
Donnie is always been, the team clown, MC kind of guy. Really funny. He can make any situation, you know, funny and lighthearted. And you don't understand the pressure of, you know, when you're kind of pulling out the different prizes for the kids, you know, it can get redundant every, you know, because you're giving them the same thing.
Right.
And the team is, you know, it's hard to get them jacked up, but Donnie's the only one I know that can get them going and get them riled up every single week and put a smile on all the kids' faces. So funny guy.
Back in training camp, when the coaches were still trying to figure out where to slot the true freshman, they moved Zane Zandier from outside linebacker to inside linebacker. And at the time, Bronco said they did that in part because they wanted him to work with you. Learn the nuances of the position with the idea that he could move into a bigger role next year. Seems like several times this year in practice I've looked up and he's picked off a pass and returned it for a touchdown. How has he come along, and what's your relationship as a fifth-year guy and a first-year guy, Ben?
Yeah, so I'm really close with, you know, all inside linebackers. And with Zane, he's a converted safety, so he's kind of like Jordan Mack in that he's super athletic, you know. And that's the way this defense is going, is, you know, turning DBs into linebackers, turning, you know, linebackers into D linemen. Just the more you can do, the more athletic you are, the better, and the way the game is going. And Zane, he kind of, for a kid that's never played inside linebacker, he's really good at picking things up. He'll write things down. He's very he'll take notes. So he cares, and he plays hard. He plays with a swag that I really like. Kind of, you know, that he got a Pittsburgh Steeler kind of like mentality to him, where he's, you know, he's all out there. He loves the game, and he's going to be a really good player for us in the future.
This defense will have to replace you and Quinn and Andrew Brown, but there will be a lot of starters and Letterman back next year, and Bronco Mendenhall will be back as defensive coordinator. Do you see that group continuing to make the strides that it made this year from last year?
I think they're going to be better next year. I've said this since, you know, early on this season. I was like, you know, besides us three, you bring every single person back. The D-line is going to keep getting more depth, more growth. There's a lot of really good DBs back there. I think Bryce and Juan have done a great job locking down that corner spot. You get Tim Harris back. You add in a guy like Joey Blunt, who's, from, you know, in my opinion, he's probably one of the best pure just football players that we have on the team, is Joey Blunt, and he's a freshman. You have a ball hawking safety and Brandon Nelson coming back. I think you see him more playing pure free safety all next year, just really locking down the middle of the field. That's what he does best. And then, you know, linebacker wise, Jordan Mack is going to have to step up leadership role. I think that's a great, you know, opportunity for him to kind of be more vocal, which is kind of hard for him.
That's kind of the question. Like, a lot of the guys on the defense you named are kind of quiet by nature. Juan and Bryce and Jordan. You guys just have to grow into a bigger role.
Yeah, it just comes with, you know, when guys leave, you got to step up. And I think you'll see the biggest jump in leadership will be from Chris Peace. He's had a phenomenal year. He's a phenomenal player. His work ethic is unreal. His, you know, relentlessness to get to the ball, to get to the quarterback, is second to none on the team. And he's kind of been a guy that, you know, when he came in his first year, we roomed together in training camp, and I've kind of had my eye on him, and he's going to be a great player. He's going to be a great leader, and I expect him to be the captain of the defense next year. So.
We don't have enough time this morning to list all the awards that you're in the running for this season. But I would be remiss if I failed to mention the fact that you are one of 13 finalists for the William V. Campbell Trophy, which is commonly known as the Academic Heisman. As a finalist, you'll receive an $18,000 postgraduate scholarship. We'll find out who the one winner is at the National Football Foundation annual awards dinner next month in New York City, and the winner will have his scholarship increased to $25,000. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where does it kind of rank among the accolades you've received here?
Probably number one, just because it encompasses everything that goes into being, you know, a student athlete. I think, you know, in today's day and age, you see so many guys where it's all about football. You know, they don't. It feels like they kind of get taken advantage of in the system that is college athletics. And I always said, you know, when I came to UVA, I was going to do the most to take advantage of, you know, the system and me being a student athlete and all that, the opportunities that it can provide. And I think I did take advantage of it as best as I can. And, you know, I had a lot of great professors, a lot of great coaches to help me, you know, on the field and off the field, and made the most out of it. And it's really a testament to the UVA athletic program and its commitment to uncompromised excellence. And that's not just only a sports brand, you know, it's a whole university brand kind of thing. And, you know, I gotta thank, you know, Craig Littlepage and all that he's done for this program and for players like me. And, hey, if anyone comes here, they have the opportunity to do it as well. So just take advantage of it.
So you got your bachelor's in foreign affairs in May, right?
Yep.
And you're in the Curry School now.
Yes, working towards a master's in higher education.
I did a story this fall on Tom Burns, who's the former Virginia linebacker who won the Campbell in 94. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet him, but he's an amazing guy with an amazing story.
Got to meet him after the Georgia Tech game. I read the story. Wow. Super, super smart. He's big time in the engineering world, you know, just seeing how many degrees that he had got from UVA in such a short time and, you know, great impact on the field and off the field. That's a great guy to look up to, and I think his story should be, you know, one that more student athletes in at UVA know about.
You have a brother at the University of Miami.
Yep.
You went to Gilman School in Baltimore. You were raised in a family that stressed academics, right?
Yes.
From the get-go.
Yeah, my parents, my dad, I was always afraid of getting bad grades just because, you know, they had sacrificed so much for me to go to great schools. I went to, you know, private school for 7 years. They expected the best out of me. I was a straight-A student for a long time. In high school, I started, you know, slipping up a little bit. Once I knew I was going to play college ball, you know, I kind of took the foot off the gas. But when I got here, hit the ground running, have succeeded, you know, in the classroom and on the field. And it's all a testament to my parents, you know, best parents in the world.
You were asked the other day at JPJ at the press conference about if you had an interest in coaching. You said you thought you might, but ultimately you could see yourself in an administrative role. Could you be back here as AD one day?
I would hope so. That would be a dream job. You know, I've always known since I was a kid that I wanted to work in athletics. My whole life story is really told through sports and playing sports and always being around at different games, whether it was football, basketball, lacrosse, swimming. You know, I try to do it all. And to kind of be the leader and at the helm of an entire athletic program, that would be a dream job for me.
UVA fans may have seen that video of Bronco announcing to the team that you were a Campbell Trophy finalist. He's beaming like a proud father when he's saying that. You talked on Monday at JPJ about your relationship with Coach Mendenhall. I'm not sure all our listeners heard those comments. I mean, you guys have formed a strong bond in a short amount of time, haven't you?
Yes. I tell him, like, I texted him yesterday, like, he said he was happy for, you know, me and how I had helped, you know, establish building this program. And I said, man, Coach, I appreciate you for coming here, and I just wish I had, you know, 4 more years with him. He's a great coach. His investment in all the players in this entire program is unreal. Really puts his heart into all of this. You know, he treats us like we're his family members, and he's tough on us like we're his own family, you know. And that's what you love from a coach. And he's a great coach, great man, and the best person to lead this, you know, program into the future.
There are no sure things in life. You could have come back for your final season and had it not go well for you or for the team. To know that that hasn't been the case and to know that you've played an important role in the revival of this program has to be immensely gratifying for you, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, when I talk to – they always make me talk to a lot of recruits all the time. And, the incoming class I guess when they were on their official visit, a lot of their parents were asking me, you know, why are you coming back? Why are you and Quinn coming back? And I was honestly, selfishly, I thought about, you know, what was my legacy here at UVA, you know, and athletically. And, yeah, I had made a lot of tackles, but we hadn't really won anything, you know. In my 4 years here before this year, we had won 13 games. We hadn't been to any bowl game. Didn't really have any memorable wins, and so I just felt like I hadn't really left an impactful mark on this program, and I think coming back and doing what we've done this year, you know, 6-6, or excuse me, we're 6-5 now. Hopefully, we'll be 7-5,
and then get an 8 in the
and then get an 8th. You know, that would just be a small, you know, just a small step, a small ripple in what we think that the program will do, but that would be an impactful ripple, and you know, hopefully, we keep winning, and when they think about, you know, the success that UVA football has in the future, they'll look back to this team and the leaders that were on this team and say, wow, it really started with them.
those were the guys that did it, and that would mean a lot.
So there will be a bowl game in December, late December. What are your plans for the spring? Do you stay here and train for the NFL draft, or do you go someplace else?
At this point, I'm really leaning towards going somewhere else. So I'm winding down my time here in Charlottesville. It's been great to me. All the people here have been awesome, whether, you know, teachers, people that own restaurants, different students, different fans reaching out on Facebook. I try to shoot back to as many fans on Facebook as I can, just because I know, you know, it's kind of hard to find super loyal fans in these days. So the ones that have always been loyal to me, I've always, you know, try to respond back to you. And so Charlottesville's been great. Winding down my time.
What's your favorite restaurant here?
My favorite restaurant. It honestly depends on what mood I'm in. This year I've been going to Al Carbone Chicken a lot. Farther down 29 near Coors Brothers, really good rotisserie chicken, kind of, I think it's Peruvian food there. It's really good. I like Mel's Cafe for like a down home meal. Feels, you know,
yep.
me and Kirk go there a few times. But yeah, I love to eat. I love all the restaurants, you know, I love all the people here, and it's been awesome.
Well, thanks again for your time and over the years and this season. And congratulations on a fantastic college career that is not over yet.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
The Senior Day ceremony will precede the game Friday night at Scott Stadium, and we're looking forward to seeing a huge crowd there. Also in town this weekend is the Cavalier Classic Women's Basketball Tournament at JPJ, as well as an important wrestling duel meet with Missouri at Mem Gym. For schedules and information on all our teams, check virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and go Hoos.